It's time for Wildcat News, a look at what's going on in the Humboldt Community Schools, brought to you by Northwest Bank.
It is 7:23, 29 degrees. Do you need Matt's shaping hat to shape your hair?
You know, the kids would probably say I got bad hair. You never know. I haven't gone bald yet, though, so there is pluses.
Oh,
that does run on my dad's side of the family, but usually it's through the mom's side. So far, my uncle was bald by the time he was like 22, and I'm 31. So, got that going for me. I still have hair.
Good. Excellent. Well, welcome to Wildcat News. The voice you're hearing is Ben Shavers. He's with the music department, and are you speaking for Ms.?
Yes, I am speaking for the vocal side of our music department.
Okay.
So Katie Rinman can't be here today.
Mm-hmm.
So I am doing the high school, the portion of the middle school I do, and then she's got the lower end there of the middle school. She teaches the fifth grade this year.
So. Nice. I know that you have some big shows coming up.
We do.
What I always like to ask, okay, so from the last time you were here to where we are now, tell us about the program. How are things progressing so far for the
year? Great. We finish up our Christmas concerts. We get a break. We switch from musical, and then I don't help with play, but then now the kids are jumping. You know, most of the kids that do musical jump in and want to do the theater side, so then they're doing play right now. But then we jump into our jazz season. So we've had Miss Wildson's probably been here with the jazz bands. Vocal Jazz has had a couple of contests. We're pretty much done with that now. We just work, you know, we just sit, perform at our concerts. But then all the kids are setting up for solo contests. They've had solo and individual speech, which some of that is musical. They go to musical theater. So a lot of the kids have been working on that. And then, March into April, we kind of run to the end because then we jump into having a mid-year concert. Band was last night, and then ours is coming up here this next Tuesday. And then we'll have solo contest, large group contest, a lot of things coming up. And then we run right into graduation, and then it's a break.
Then it's a break. When is the last day of school? Do you remember?
I did read an email that's possibly May 27th. I think it's sooner than that, though.
Hmm.
Because, you know, with snow days, we had all that snow in December, so we actually jumped ahead, and then, of course, volleyball going to state, so that ate into some of the days.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're definitely sooner than last year, as far as I can tell, if we keep avoiding some of the snow days. I know, because last year, I think, is the latest it's been in a few years, but...
What are you working on, then? Your kids, are they studying? Are they practicing? Are they doing what they're supposed to be doing?
Most of the time. It's actually been a lot of fun. Right now, we're in the midst of a lot of the seniors that are applying to do music in college. So I've worked with three different seniors that are all gone for vocal auditions and band auditions just to work, you know, prepare them. Hey, this is what to expect in an audition for college, get scholarships. So that's been a lot of fun to hear the students that come back. I was totally prepared for this. Oh my gosh, they actually did this. And hearing what they're prepared for and what, you know, teachers can say all day long, hey, you should be ready for this, and then to actually see it happen, then they realize, oh, I got to put more work in. But it's a great thing because it's like, well, you learn now, not in 9 months when you're starting in college, so you have a little bit of time to work on some stuff. So that's been a lot of fun, and we've had a lot of students doing independent study this year with Miss Willitson and myself. So like working on music theory, going kind of more in depth of the music behind the scenes, not just we sing in choir, we play in band. Hey, why does this work? So that's been a lot of fun to work with those students and leading up to our Soup and Song concert. So.
Well, what advice would you give high school students that are going to move on to music in college?
Start practicing. Work ethic will beat talent any day of the week. I was, even in community college, I had a great job. A great teacher here at Iowa Central with Kathleen Schreier when I was here, learned a lot about music theory, learned a lot about from the vocal side, sight singing. Oh, hey, this is how all this works. Loved it. I got to Drake. I was able to pass out of all of my, you know, exams. So I just transferred there, but still was like absolute culture shock of, oh, I've done like choir. It's fun. You know, I sing. I'm good at singing. And then it was, oh, there's a lot I don't know yet. These kids take this seriously. So I had to buckle down that first semester and practice a lot. I was sitting in a practice room a couple hours a day, you know, working on vocal lines, working on homework, music side homework, not even just your basic gen ed classes, just because if that's what you want to do, put the work in, just like anything. But I've had some of the best singers graduate in the last few years that maybe weren't the best natural singer, like talented, oh, they're just a lovely voice. they're the ones, the reason they got went to Allstate, the reason they got into programs and got scholarship was because they were the ones that put the work in. And it depends if, you know, if you don't want vocals to be your life, you know, some kids are like, I want to be in choir and just have fun, which is also great. But it's like, if you want to be that next level, you can have a beautiful, talented voice or play in band. I'm good at this. But those kids that work hard are always going to rise because they're the ones putting the hours in. So,
yeah, that's great advice. Great suggestions. You mentioned a program next Tuesday.
Yeah, we've got our soup and song concert showing up. So we provide the song and the Music Boosters provide the soup. It's a fundraiser for them. So the soup and song part starts at 5 o'clock and goes till 6:30 on Tuesday, March 10th. And that's a free will donation. I think they're doing chili, chicken noodle, rolls, drinks, and some type of dessert.
Mm-hmm.
And then the concert starts at 7. It'll be our 5th grade through 12th grade choir. So I think that's 6 groups. We've got our 5th grade, 6th grade chorus, our 7th and 8th grade combined chorus, our men's bass choir, our vocal jazz, and then our concert chorale. So yeah, 6.
Wow.
Unless busy. I miscounted.
Busy night.
It will be a busy night. And I think we're going to even add in a couple soloists in between the groups. So we're just going to try to spiff it up. So it should be fun.
Nice. Well, good luck to you. What is the fee for soup and song?
That is important. For tickets for the concert is $3 for students, $5 for adults, and a max of 20 per family. And that just goes to help us buy music and keep putting on great shows for people and helping the kids have a great music education.
Mm-hmm. Have you been doing a lot of traveling with the music program?
Yes. I know jazz band more so than the vocal side. I know they've gone to at least 8 or 9 or wow. 6 or 7 different contests in the last few months. They travel a lot. With the vocal jazz, we went to 2 contests, and then I think the kids that do the speech side and the jazz band, they're pretty much gone every Saturday, I think, it feels like, in this era. And then we'll do a senior fine arts trip, so anyone involved in art band or choir, that we do that here in a couple of weeks, so they'll jump into March. We'll have, you know, they've had concert, then we'll have vocal concert, have about a week and a half off, then we'll have that trip, then we'll have a week off, and then we'll have a solo contest, so March will be busy, but then we'll jump into having the play and then having our talent show here in April. And so it gets pretty busy. So
I know that Humboldt features a lot of great sports.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot of athletes that are in choir.
I do. It's always a lot of fun to see the kids that are willing to bridge the gap between athletes and musicians, but it really is. I used to have a great time talking with Dr. Paul a few years ago, our older principal. Because he's like, oh, I did everything in high school. He's like, I did wrestling. I did choir. I did band. And the kids that don't realize that you don't have to be just focused on one thing. You can do, this year I've got at least, I think, 1 kid that plays football. I've got a couple, 3 or 4 kids usually that wrestle. A lot of kids do track or cross country. So that happens a lot. Don't know if I have any basketball players this year,
mm-hmm.
but it's always a good group of kids. Like, oh, like you're, I, you know, I'm going to be late to vocal jazz because I've got, you know, I've got weightlifting for wrestling, or I've got, and they're busier than I was in high school, but they've got a lot going on. So it's a lot of fun to see that it's not just, oh, this is just this one group. Like, that's the goal, to hopefully share out. Y'all can do music and do sports, or do music. And this doesn't have to be your end goal. This is just another thing that you can put in your repertoire that you, hey, I did choir in high school. I know how to sing. You know, it's not that hard.
Yeah, it makes a person well-rounded.
There you go.
So, excellent. So food. What other information? Anything else you care to share with us? Are we missing anything?
Let's see. Come out and support us next Tuesday. It's going to be a great show. Our auditorium is really nice. It's been a lot of fun. We've got a lot of updated tech that we've been able to use. We just got brand new spotlights. So not our actual catwalk spotlights, but our actual, you know, directional spotlights that somebody stands back there and runs just this week. So that's going to be cool for play coming up. And yeah, I'm excited for the spring. We've had growth in all our like ensembles little by little. You know, we add kids, lose kids. You know, you have a big senior class and then your freshman class is smaller. But, you know, I always add, I think band and choir, we always add kids at semester. Like, oh, we just, yeah, you're a senior. You can come back and sing for a semester. So mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun to see that.
Well, thank you very much, Ben Shavers, with the music program. You know, it's always nice to have you come in. You have, it's so busy all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You were giggling?
Yeah, a little bit.
That it's busy?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's
this
good.
This is a fun break. I like it.
Would you rather have it any other way? I mean, it's,
you know, every time you say you're too busy, it's I think you'd be bored. Like, as much as it's like, no, oh my gosh, I wish I could. And most of the time I do get to go home, you know, right at the end of the day. You don't have to stay late when it's not fall musical. But there are times you're like, well, hey, I have 3 days off. What should I do with my time? Sure. Go to the gym. Well, I've been to the gym. I've eaten. Oh, hey, I kind of miss the kids. I kind of miss the craziness, even though it's crazy. You come back to it. So
yeah, you feed off of that. That's great. Well, good luck to you and the students. Best of luck to you before the end of the year. I think you cycle in one more time before the
Day of school. Our last for parade of choirs and all of that stuff here in April.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for coming in.
Yes, sir. Always a pleasure.
This has been Wildcat News, brought to you by Northwest Bank.